We are back on the game. If you can't be serious, coming up in about 10 minutes. Have the whole weekend to pick from as far as that is concerned. You want to be depressed before or after you try and make your argument about the Royals still being on life support?
Okay.
Is that fair? Can I say that? You think the Royals are still on life support as far as making the postseason?
Well, mathematically, yeah. Like, I think the actual way how I phrased it to you was, look, we all know it's not going to happen with the Royals, but they're still breathing. So I don't think that that's really that much of a ringing endorsement for him. I'm just pointing out the fact that right now they're 5 games back of Cleveland, who's the team that you would presume is going to win the division. They'll overtake the Twins at some point. It's going to happen. Around this same time of the year, I think it was about a week earlier than this last year, but Cleveland was 5 back of the division, and then they went on a big run. They're just mathematically, they're still there. They're not in complete tank mode yet. And they do still have entertaining enough stuff going on that I am still tuning into games a little bit. I like watching Eric Skoglund pitch. The Whit Merrifield 19-game hit streak has been really cool to see going on. Plus, if they are going to end up selling later, I want to see who actually has value. So I'm paying a little bit closer attention to Moustakas, things like that. That's about all I got. I mean, okay, it's not very strong.
Yeah, that was not as strong as I thought it was going to be. Just based on the way the original statement came up in the office. That sounded more like a pitch for, hey, I mean, like, maybe still try and watch them on TV. You know, there are some things to watch here. It's not, you know, it's a little more exciting than just watching Big Bang Theory.
I know that you have an argument against me, but I can even
beat you to it. The argument against me is, or the argument against you is just, they're not good. Danny Duffy's gone for a while now, so the rotation just got worse. The offense has been really bad.
I mean, they're 14. I did look up because I was just curious. They're 14-11 over their last 25. They've been, you know, a serviceable baseball team over that stretch. They just probably buried themselves too early to actually have much of a chance. But they've got 32 games left until the All-Star break, and unfortunately 29 of them are either road games or games against teams with winning records.
Well, how about
that's not good.
How about just the eye test? I feel like the eye test is all you need. Because when I do watch the Royals, you look at who's coming up in the lineup, who's out there on the mound consistently, they don't feel like a playoff team.
I would
say it out loud. Do the Royals look like a playoff team? Just do the say it out loud test here.
I'm gonna say no, but I'm going to say but. You look, what do we know about the eye test as Royals fans? Because in 2014 and 2015,
oh boy,
hold on,
playing the hits.
Hold on, you'll see where I'm getting at here in just a second.
Royals fan greatest hits
in 2014 and 2015. Those were not like fringe playoff teams. I mean, I know that the 14 team had to win in the All-Star game, but we saw by the end of the season that was one of the two best teams in baseball. And in 2015, the entire season, they were the best team in baseball. So if we're talking about the eye test now, as a Royals fan, you might be giving them the eye test in terms of, well, do they look like 2014 or 2015, when actually that is not the basis that they actually have to be to make the playoffs. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be a significantly worse team than you were in 2015 and still be a playoff team. But as Royals fans, since we do not have experience watching a lot of our teams go to the playoffs, we're just looking at them with the eye test, comparing them to those two seasons. That's what I'm saying.
2014 was a pretty rough year until about the All-Star break. So they were really good in the
second half.
Yeah, they were. And they had to make the wild card game. You said All-Star game. I assume you meant wild card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
wild game there for them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's the type of year you could have if you're going to be a – I think it's fair to say that the 2014 Royals would be a representation of what you have to be. They just did it in a – way down, way up kind of way, but at the end of the year, that's where they were, was a wild card team. So I see what you're saying, and I was making fun of you for going back to 14-15. That almost proves your point that that's where we take everything back to. But I think I've stepped back far enough to look at this team and realize they're lower than what things were in 2014-15. They're lower than what the bar would be for making the playoffs. Statistically, I mean, they're in last place in the division. They've been right down at the bottom of the American League for much of the year. Much more reason to go with that than the opposite. But I know I'm preaching to the choir here. Most people realize this.
Right now through 55 games, Kansas City is 24-31, six games back in the Central. In 2014, through 55 games, the Royals were 26-29. Don't know where they were in the Central.
Okay.
What was the difference there then again in losses? Were like
that would have been like a three-game difference then?
Yeah, three games.
Three-game difference?
3 games below 500 at this time in 2014.
And they're 7 right now, right? 23 and
yes.
Which you can hear that initially and be like, oh, well, it's not that far. But, I mean, think about extrapolating that difference across how much of the season that we have left.
Yeah.
That's a sizable difference. Now we're talking about 10, 15-game difference from being a team that snuck into the wild card game there.
Did a little bit more research. In 2014, the Royals were, at the time, third place in the Central, but 6.5 games back.
Okay, so further back, but in third place.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
By the way, here's this nugget to put the cherry on top of this. Royals are awesome discussion. You see this from Jesse Newell earlier today. Since the mound was lowered in 1969, there have been 6,895 qualified hitters in a season.
I did see this.
In OPS, which OPS sounds daunting. It's pretty easy to understand. It's just your on-base percentage plus your slugging percentage. New wave stat that people love in baseball. It is how often you're getting on base and how many total bases you're acquiring when you're hitting the ball. Alcides Escobar and Alex Gordon are the two worst since 1969 in that category of all 6,895 hitters, and it's not really very close. Alex Gordon is second worst at 490 in the OPS. Third worst is 502. How about a 60-point drop to 430 for Alcides Escobar?
That's absolutely insane.
430.
Just because the Astros are coming to town, who the Royals, by the way, are 2-1 against this year, and that should have been a sweep, which is weird. But have you paid attention to the Astros this year? 41-16, and this is a stat that I saw yesterday, which is absolutely amazing. The Astros are 13.5 games up in their division on the second place team. That's the largest divisional lead the Astros have had in franchise history, and it's June 5th right now.
Well, it's definitely their time.
That is unbelievable.
I feel like after what they experienced and had to go through in 2015 with the Royals' comeback there in Game 4 in Houston.
Deserved it.
They deserve a lot of good coming their way.
They deserved that. I would be fine if they tanked again this year.
Yeah, but were they good in 2014? They were not.
I don't know.
They were a bad team in
2014. Carlos Beltran is still hitting dingers for them. That's crazy.
What is the point of bringing up 2014?
Because we brought up Royals 2014. Hey, by the way, you want another fact about that team, 2014 Royals?
What's that?
So I mentioned where they were 55 games in, where the Royals are right now. It only took the 2014 team 15 games to get into first place after that. Game 70 is when they did it.
I feel like now this segment has just turned into, let's throw out as many random Royals facts that you can pull.
John,
or
I'm
Astros
just telling you, it
from
can
anywhere.
Happen. This could happen. The season's not over. If 2014 could do it.
Why did you know the Royals have never had somebody hit 40 home runs in a season? Did you know Steve Balboni still has that record for home runs in a
I'm
season?
I'm telling you, Mike Moustakas might be breaking Balboni by the end of the year.
Did you know one point
if he doesn't
time,
get traded?
Royals had Carlos Beltran, Jermaine Dye, and Johnny Damon in the outfield.
Probably had what, like Marco Zelenik on that team? Would have been around the same time. Yeah. My question, who was pitching?
Probably Ranelvis Hernandez.
Yeah.
And that was the problem. A lot of focus there in that segment. You're welcome there for that. We'll get to You Can't Be Serious and finish things off next.